Ladies and gentlemen, we are now boarding Group A. Please have your boarding passes ready to scan. If your phone is cracked, old, or was chewed up by your Chihuahua travel companion, please refrain from holding up the line. Instead, go to Verizon and trade in any phone in any condition from one of their top brands for the new Samsung Galaxy S25 Plus with Galaxy AI and a watch and tab on any plan. Only on Verizon.
With new line on my plan. Service plan required for watch and tab. Additional terms apply. See Verizon.com for details.
Welcome back to Hour 2 on a Tuesday. Steve Sippel, Jake Sorensen, Bill Bush on early break. Hour 2, as always, sponsored by our friends at Midwest Bank. Member
FDIC.
Location in South Lincoln at 27th and Jamie Lane. Also at 70th and Pioneers. And what does Shin Daddy have going on today on a Tuesday, Bill?
Martial arts, Taekwondo Tuesday. The kids will loop. Martial arts, Taekwondo Tuesday.
Aya!
I know there's a difference technically of between Taekwondo and karate, but they will be looping the Karate Kid. The movie will be playing looping all day long.
Thanks for making the distinction,
yes,
though.
So, when somebody comes in, hold it. This isn't karate. This is taekwondo. Yeah. True, but we're still looping the show. It's just a great show.
It's going to be on screens.
On four screens, big screens. God. Wax on, wax off. And then they're going to loop the kids down for a taekwondo class that Shin Daddy will be teaching every hour, 8:44, 9:44, 10:44, all the way through. To 3:44 is the last class.
And I suppose Shindy's a black belt.
He is. We've talked. He is a black belt.
And which, Tamara, what is she?
What's that?
Is Tamara in the belt world?
What's that? Green.
Green.
Green
yep.
belt.
Green belt.
Yeah. So anybody's, I mean,
everyone's
beginners
welcome.
Are fine.
Yeah, and also all ages. Now, they're going to loop the kids, but also that is one of those things, if you ever saw that on Seinfeld where Kramer did karate class, he did it with youth. He did it because he was a beginner. So he started off with them. So anybody.
Kramer did.
Oh, yeah. It was hilarious. And he was beating all the kids. He was beating them all, and he was like 40 years old.
I
and
hadn't seen
they
that.
Were like eight. Oh, yeah. It's worth seeing.
That's funny.
It's worth seeing. So that's what's going on today at Midwest Bank.
Sounds like
that's
a good day.
Big day.
Taekwondo Tuesday.
Oh, God. That would be so
karate
annoying.
Kid on loop. Imagine walking in all of a sudden. They make you put a robe on. No. Steve, put a robe on.
I'm not
quick.
Putting a robe on.
I'm not putting a robe on.
Shindy.
He says, you're
just
putting
here
a robe.
For a second.
You're putting a robe on.
I'm not
you're
doing a class.
Robe on at
no.
my bank.
Shindy, I'm not doing a class. I got boots on.
Hey, don't forget, though. He's got a black belt. He could kick your butt if you don't, yeah, if you don't listen to him.
Oh, all... you think Shindy could kick my butt?
I do.
He's a black belt.
Oh, come oh,
yeah.
on.
He's
oh,
a black
yeah.
belt. Are you a black
yeah,
belt?
I don't think you know who you're talking.
He would charge you.
He charged
yeah,
you.
Yeah, you don't
like a bull.
Yeah, you don't box a boxer.
Yeah, yeah.
It's
you
the
get
dumbest
a box,
thing you
he
do.
Goes.
That's the dumbest
got,
thing you do.
Like a
right.
bull. What if I just step to the side?
Yeah. Olay.
No way.
Oh God, you guys.
A lot right. going on at the bank today.
It's a big day in Creighton at Midwest Bank. Thanks to Shin Daddy for sponsoring always hour two. 402-464-5685. We have most teams have two games to go in the Big Ten season before we get to the conference tournament and the NCAA tournament. So we've done a little bit of this over the last few weeks, but as we get closer to the end, are we getting a better feel of what team in the Big Ten can go the furthest in the NCAA tournament? We all know matchup matters in these games, but in terms of just looking at the teams, which one or two can or should go the deepest in the NCAA tournament?
Bill, you've watched a lot. You have.
I have seen quite a bit. Is Michigan still the number two team?
Yeah, I got to Sanders. I got him. I got him. I got him, Jake. They're number two. Michigan State's 15-3 in the conference. Michigan's 14-4.
Yeah, I would go in order Michigan State, Maryland, Wisconsin.
Okay.
Then Michigan.
I think no, you're leaving Purdue out.
What's that? Yeah, I put Purdue fifth.
Okay.
Behind Michigan.
That could be a toss-up right there. Yeah, I have Purdue at yes.
Do you think Michigan State has the best chance of going
well,
deep?
I think they've improved the most, too. Michigan
they've won
State,
five in a row.
They're playing really well right now.
Yeah.
And so earlier on, I was kind of like, but now I'm more on board with them.
I haven't seen a lot of Michigan State, oddly enough, but they've won five in a row. The team that Jake identified, Wisconsin, the other day, is a team that can go deep, and I absolutely think they can win three. Wisconsin. That's the team other than Michigan State, which you have seen, I haven't. I haven't seen Michigan State. I've seen a lot of Wisconsin. And why? Because they have maybe the player of the year nationally in Tanji. So they have the point guard, and they have the bigs. They don't have to have scoring droughts, and they don't because they're scoring at a high level now. And they have the mix to do it. I think Maryland does too, but I like Wisconsin better than Maryland. Maryland, Jake's right. The lack of depth is sort of a concern. Yeah.
But their first five are all averaging. It's like right. Everyone
if
can
they're
score.
Healthy and they're it. On, they can go as far as anybody.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
They
Those five are very good.
They have some bad stretches, though, Maryland. I like them a lot, but I like Wisconsin better. I wish I knew more about Michigan State. I don't see Michigan going deep.
No, they're the ones that for the two. So I think they're going to be great coaching job by Dusty. Man.
Oh, yeah, he does. He's
the fact that he has him at 14-4. When you watched him at Nebraska, not one thing said, boy, they should win the Big Ten. Nope, no. You're more like, why are they not middle of the pack?
Michigan's last three games, they beat Nebraska by three in an ugly game. Yeah. Then they beat Rutgers at a buzzer beater, and they get pounded at home by Illinois by 20.
That doesn't like really surprise
me. They've been flirting with disaster for a while, for some bad luck for a while, and they finally hit them with the blowout loss to
Illinois.
They
probably needed that blowout loss. They needed that.
Yeah.
They kind of be like, hang on now. We're right there. We're going to win the Big Ten maybe. And, hang on. We're not playing that great.
Nebraska did a great job with those 2 7-footers. Golden got him early. Remember in the Michigan game?
Yes.
Golden looked like he was going to have a game, and then they shut him down. Wolf was never a major factor. He got in foul trouble against Nebraska, but he was never – Wolf's a strange 7-footer because he faces the rim all the time. Purdue is the team I'm surprised that nobody's – they have the point guard. They have
– Smith.
And they have the hyphen, Wren, whatever his name is.
Kaufman Wren. The hyphen.
He's a hyphen.
That's his nickname, the hyphen.
The hyphen.
What is that name? Who went off last night? The hyphen.
The hyphen did. Oh, he did. Oh, the hyphen.
Kaufman Wren's good, and so is the point guard Smith. They're a strange team too, to me. I don't know why they're not a little bit better.
When Lawyer gets going too, he's tough.
Fletcher Lawyer.
Yeah, he can hit a bunch of threes.
Yes, he can.
They made 19 against Nebraska. Don't forget, 104 points against Nebraska at home. 19 threes in that game they made. So they're not that elite.
No, they're not a horrible
shooting team, but they can't get hot.
The question
I don't see any of them in the Final Four.
Okay, now that's what I was going to ask you.
I do not see a Big Ten in the Final Four.
Do you think Michigan State has the best chance though? Probably.
Best. It sounds master of the obvious. They're number one. But when you watch them right now, they're playing. They went to Maryland and won. That's hard to do.
Oh, it really is. I'd like to see Wisconsin get there. I'd like to see Wisconsin.
And the team that could be that Wisconsin and Maryland, I see the same. But all of a sudden, it's like, oh, they're in the Elite Eight. Wouldn't shock me. Wouldn't be like, there's no way. How did that happen? Nope. Like, no, it can happen.
It's important as we hit March now to see which teams are playing great right now. Michigan State, you guys mentioned, 5 straight wins. Oregon's won 5 straight.
Oregon,
we didn't believe in them.
Straight.
Nebraska beat them on the road. They've won 5 straight. A couple of those are road games, though, by the way. Mm-hmm. And tonight they will host Indiana. It's going to be a big game on the East Coast, on the West Coast. Excuse me.
But it's on at the game. Same time.
BTN. Same time as Nebraska in Ohio State.
Wait a second. Oregon plays host to Indiana tonight? Yeah.
Yes.
Big one.
That's Indiana's won 3 straight. Oregon's won 5 straight. They're both playing some really good basketball
A big game.
Illinois looked like they were dead when they got pounded by Duke by 43 points. We mentioned off the air that Duke is just steamrolling everybody by 30+ points right now. It's amazing. They won last night by 35 points, I believe. But Illinois again, just
hard it is to win by 35,
and they do it all the time.
Illinois
won by 20 though at Michigan, and they're starting. They when they are right, they are really dangerous.
They had a lot of flu and mononucleosis.
Thank you for saying that.
They got jacked up.
Yeah, they really that waylaid them a little bit. So maybe they're coming out of that. Where's UCLA in your thoughts? Do you see
could they win two?
I think
so. Yeah.
In the tournament,
they have. Yes, they could win two. Right now, I think I'm trying to figure out their road record. They've done pretty well on the road this year. They lost at Nebraska in early January, but they went at Northwestern last night. Who's been playing some good basketball. Mm-hmm. Northwestern was on a 4-game win streak before last night.
Jeez,
and they pushed UCLA to the brink, but lost at home. UCLA is 12-7 in conference play. They're 21-9 overall. depending on matchup, yeah, they could win a couple games for sure. They still don't they don't score a ton of points all the time. You know, they've gotten better in the scoring department, but they're still not a high scoring team. So if their defense is as plays as well as it can, then they can certainly go a long way or go win a couple games. But Wisconsin to me is the team I'm going with.
Okay,
that's my team.
That goes the furthest.
Yep, I'm with you. I don't know.
I don't mind that pick.
Elite Eight team. Final Four team. I don't know if that exists in the Big Ten, but Elite Eight. Sure, yeah. I could see maybe one or two in the Elite Eight.
Tanji's a bear.
Talk about the one time you really want to see. I'm very excited to see the brackets. I am pumped to see like what.
Why'd you say that?
Well, where does all those SEC teams play, and when do they have to play each other? When you put in 12 to 13, when are they going to match up with each other? Because there's some, they know each
Bound
other.
To.
They know each other well. And that's going to be interesting if all of a sudden in the Sweet 16, the two teams that are, it's going to be, okay, that's interesting who these teams are playing. So,
what a league.
Your old or broken phone can let you down when you need it most.
Perfect.
But at Verizon, trade in any old phone from our top brands and get the most for it, up to $2,000 in value, for an amazing new iPhone 16 Pro with Apple Intelligence and a new line on my plan, and iPad and Apple Watch Series 10. That's like a 3-for-1. And you can get it on any plan. At Verizon, trade in your old phone for a brand new iPhone 16 Pro, iPad, and Apple Watch. The other guys won't give you that. Visit Verizon.com today. Additional terms apply. Service plan required for Apple Watch and iPad. Up to $2,000 value based on iPhone, iPad, and Apple Watch.
It's incredible. So right now it's like you have 4 to 5 teams in the SEC that could win it.
Yeah.
You have one in the Big 12 in Houston.
Yep.
That could win it. And you have one in the ACC. And that's really about it.
You can make an argument for Iowa State, possibly.
Okay.
Possibly.
To win.
Bill, yeah. No, I'm going to
win. I'm saying possibly.
Bill?
Houston, absolutely.
Bill, I'm going to say you left out Iowa State. I'm sorry.
I would be surprised if they won it all.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Bill.
All due respect, I think you have to put Iowa State in that conversation. Right?
Yes. Houston was.
Houston's the only team.
Houston's 18-1 in conference play. Is that right?
Yeah. Here's the deal. Now, Bill maybe has a point here. Houston 18-1. Texas Tech 13-5. Do you think they could win it all? I don't know. I haven't seen them. Arizona's 13-5. Loaded. Iowa State's 12-6. BYU's 12-6. Kansas is 10-9. That's it.
Ten and nine for Kansas.
Yep.
So what's going to happen, you guys know, someone's going to get Kansas. Kansas is going to be an 8 or 9 seed. They're probably going to win. And then round two, you're a 1 seed and you're playing Kansas.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting.
Yeah.
But still, they're not. It's the class. They're not playing great. You wouldn't fear them. You wouldn't. There's no chance you watch Kansas now and go, what are we going to do?
No.
It's just the jersey. It's just the logo.
Nebraska
That's
played
it.
Kansas. I'd be like, let's see what this looks like. Seriously. Yeah. They could play with them. Don't look at me like that. They could.
I'm with you on that one. Okay. I'd be scared of UConn in the dance because Dan Hurley. But
talk
but
about it.
Why would you be?
Do you remember? Do you remember that? But you'd like to have that right now, wouldn't you, Jake? You'd love to have an 8-9 versus. Remember, Jake.
That means you're comfortable. That means you're comfortable.
I'm gonna walk
in.
Off a cliff. Why is that, Jake? Well, it looks like we're playing UConn 8 versus 9.
Now
you
we're
beg
on
for that. Now,
we're on the outskirts. We're looking at Dayton for crying out loud.
We wish we had 8 versus 9 UConn, don't you, Jake?
I would take that
you
right
would take
now.
That right now. But this is right like the freezer. Power's off. Meat's done. You got 3.5 days, Jake. Hour later, power's back. We had to go for an hour.
I opened the freezer 3 times. Why?
Checking
How'd
on
you
it.
Do that.
Just leave.
It's not gonna just melt.
The first thing I text was Jake. Leave the freezer shut.
And I
do
said,
not open it.
I already opened it.
He kept checking it. I don't know. It looks like this is melting to me. Get the grill out. Get the sirloins out.
You were talking 3 days without power. I was like, Jake, it'll be on by the time you wake up.
Yeah. it's like we were in Alaska or something with one
like Beirut.
I've got 2 texts. Some people are saying, don't forget about a certain team that we are all a fan of because of a certain coach. That is St. John's, okay. Rick Pitino. Oh, they don't score a ton of points. Right. Really good defensively.
Enough. We love them. Also, our show needs to be really evaluated. It really does.
Why is that?
We went all day yesterday, didn't talk once about his white suit, which was
I
one of
the screenshots.
We had the screen. Oh,
splendid.
No, check this one out. I called Sip. And I said, turn on, and he turned on the TV. As I was in Kearney, we watched it together on the phone, and we go, look at him. Look at him. He's in a white suit coaching in the garden. It's 72 years old, coaching in the garden in a white suit.
Bill,
and he's got St. John's hasn't won the league since
85. 1985. You were in high school.
Year two makes it happen.
Year two. And they're in the garden. Pitino in the garden in a white suit.
Pitino has them 26-4 and 17-2. The man is aging gracefully.
Yes, he is.
Yes, we should be on. Yeah. We should call him.
We should get him on a segment.
How do you do it, Rick?
Rick, we do a segment called Aging Gracefully. We'd like to have you on. Now. No, I'm in charge of it. He would be on as a guest. Yes,
a guest.
My first question is, where is the suit kept?
Did he have multiple white suits?
Yeah. Get it out. And his wife goes and gets it out of the closet. There it is. And get it to the dry cleaners and get it ready. Can you imagine? So I'm going to say he probably didn't wear it to the garden. It was probably hung up in his locker room. Imagine him going in all of a sudden.
But what if he did walk to the garden?
What if all of a sudden he's just hanging out with his team and all of a sudden he leaves for a while and comes back out? I mean, if I'm the shooting guard, if I'm the two guard for St. John's, and all of a sudden your coach comes out in an all white suit out of nowhere, that'd be one to go
flabbergasted.
It'd be flabbergasted. You'd be like,
in a good way.
It's like, check this out.
How about Pitino and the aura of Pitino? And what, I mean, think about how real it is. That white suit.
We're talking about Chris Mullen.
That white suit is. That's
I kind of wish he showed up with the suit on. He pulls out of the car and walks out with the suit. That'd be kind of
badass.
And
by the way, I love the suit thing.
First of all, Jake, they come in a bus. They don't drive a car.
Okay, fine. He comes on the bus.
He's not in a Civic.
Fine. He comes on the bus.
Buick.
Buick.
Might be different from Pitino. You never know. He might have different rules.
God, those guys that wear suits, I love it. I love it.
Oh, I do too. I still, yeah. I'm right now.
Cronin.
His is even the better. He has a vest on, which is just
the guy at A&M.
And Buzz.
Buzz
Williams.
Yeah, Buzz Williams.
Can't stand Buzz, but I like the way he dresses.
He's always sweaty.
Yeah.
Yeah, but kinda.
He sweats that three-piece suit all the time.
Yeah, but Pitino, nobody does that suit better than Pitino.
No, it's amazing.
And it says, this is big, guys. This is big. I like that about that.
Someone says, meanwhile, Fred has a polo tucked into sweatpants on the text line.
They're joggers. He has that. But what if Fred came?
His face.
What if Fred came out in a white suit tonight?
Incredible. Come on,
incredible.
Fred.
Be
Come
incredible.
On, Fred.
What if all of a sudden,
Fred would look good. In
he
it.
Would
he
look
would.
Good.
Yeah.
He would look good. Imagine all of a sudden, like, Fred, we need this one. Get the white suit.
Fred could pull it off.
He could pull it off.
He'd look extraordinary.
Extraordinary
in that suit.
Just.
He would.
We went on an all red suit. Just a red suit.
Change the vibe, Fred.
No. That's a clown suit. You don't want an all red. No. White, all white, yes. All red, no. That's a clown suit.
White suit. Come on, Fred.
St. John's. I mean, because what I'd like to see Pitino do at some point in time? I'd like to see him wear an old Carnesecca sweater.
Oh,
Jake, do you know about the sweater?
I've seen the sweater
great
before.
Idea.
Oh, it'd be a great
idea.
Throwback game.
It's a great
all of a sudden,
idea.
He shows up in an old Lou Carnesecca sweater because he wore the sweaters.
Yes, he did.
And he was known for sweaters. Every game was an incredible sweater.
You have some good ideas, and that's not a bad. That's a very good one.
Thanks, Steve.
Yeah, one game a Carnesecca sweater,
and then the whole. But what if everyone in the arena wore for Lou?
That'd be
wore
great.
One of those.
Hey, by the way, Big East standings, St. John's 17-2, Marquette 13-5, Creighton 13-5, Jake.
Creighton had a big loss, Xavier.
They got pounded at Xavier. Pounded. Like 20 some points, I believe.
That's a big
just
loss.
Revels in Creighton loss.
He does.
No, I watched the highlights of that one for sure.
UConn 12-6, Jake. I'm telling you, UConn's beatable if Nebraska would play them. They're beatable. Xavier's
Jake,
11.
What?
I would love to play them now.
Is that your best day, Jake? Nebraska wins, Creighton loses simultaneously.
Well,
is that the best if
that happened in the NCAA tournament where they're out in the first round, you win your first ever game. That
you,
is
you
euphoria
would come in.
Forever. I would watch the games on repeat for the rest of my life. Say this is the day that
Jake would
it
come
happened.
In. He would float in.
Sandy weighs
with
in
the hair.
Sanderson. David weighs in. David Sanderson. He wore the Carnesecca sweater when Lou passed away.
Did he?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
He could do it again, though.
Great. Thank you, David.
Thank you.
So.
Wow. I love that idea, though. One game a year, wear the Carnesecca sweater.
We got Pitino in the white in St. John's winning it all again. And then we also have Brooks and Dunn back together.
With ELO and
we're
PTO.
Back.
ELO and
we're back,
and PTO in each end zone. Things are coming around, guys.
Well, it is safe to say this room is huge Patino fans.
Yeah. All 3 for 3. We
love who wouldn't be?
How could you not like this guy?
Well, here's the thing. There was Bill. You were probably buried.
I know there was a lot of things.
You were buried in work.
If you do hard research, there's some things that come up.
Louisville got a little dicey. It got dicey at Louisville.
Yeah. But yeah. Real dicey.
He's really rebounded dicey. Nicely.
It's he had to go to Greece for a year.
There was some startling startling news that came out of Louisville.
He went to Iona.
There was more than one. Right. And then he had to go to Greece for a year.
And then Iona.
What is he, though? I mean, it's informative to have these conversations. You can weather that storm. He weathered it very well. He rehabbed himself.
So the biggest story right now for one of the guys they're definitely, I don't know if he won last night, because this is a fun time of year. Remember this. This is mid-majors, whatever. Is everyone a mid-major that's not one of the
yes.
D4? That's crazy. That's like 340 teams.
A lot of mid-majors out there.
But those mid-major tournaments, they're going now. They're rolling right now.
Okay.
And so those get going like that. But the guy that everybody says is gonna get back in for sure is Will Wade from LSU. And he's on audio saying, I made that guy an incredible offer.
No, it wasn't that.
It was an incredible offer. Very solid offer, whatever, something like that.
A damn solid offer or something like that. But it was not damn.
He's at McNeese, by the way, and they're 25-6 this year.
Yeah,
Will Wade.
Will Wade will be back in.
Yes, yeah, so everybody's saying, like, no, Will Wade will be back in. And why wouldn't you be when you see some of the stuff? It's like, okay. And also, this is a classic example. Will Wade was one that got caught. There's a lot of people that didn't ever come up with that whole Adidas basketball.
Oh, yeah.
There was an undercurrent in basketball that was unreal.
Well, the feds were investigating.
The FBI. So let's not just think it was like it was the one guy that was just kind of, no.
When we come back, the entertainment of Bill Belichick just grows and grows and grows. More about that, they will tell you what that means next in early break on the ticket.
Your old or broken phone can let you down when you need it most.
Perfect.
But at Verizon, trade in any old phone from our top brands and get the most for it, up to $2,000 in value, for an amazing new iPhone 16 Pro with Apple Intelligence and a new line on my plan, and iPad and Apple Watch Series 10. That's like a 3-for-1. And you can get it on any plan. At Verizon, trade in your old phone for a brand new iPhone 16 Pro, iPad, and Apple Watch. The other guys won't give you that. Visit Verizon.com today. Additional terms apply. Service plan required for Apple Watch and iPad. Up to $2,000 value based on iPhone, iPad, and Apple Watch.